You're listening to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and here comes hour two for the weekend of May 8th, 2021.
All right, so this is what I think this stupid tag was invented for. Anytime you see a headline that says new viral TikTok trend, it's never good. I don't know if you remember a couple weeks ago, some gals on TikTok, they were using Gorilla Glue on their hair. Bad idea. Well, now there's a TikTok influencer by the name of Agby. And she was demonstrating how when she uses perfume on her blue hair, that her blue hair turns pink. Okay. Not really true. So other people are trying. They're saying, you know what? I'm putting perfume on my hair. My hair is not changing color. Agby apparently used some hot pink powder. So here's the deal. Using perfume on your hair with a hot straightening iron is actually a really bad idea. Why? Because the irons can heat up to about 400 degrees. And then you have the ethanol-rich perfume that can really prove disastrous because you're kind of making a Molotov locktail. Yes, you are. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living your best digital life. We're talking about what's going on the internet, the crazy stuff, some new products, a mixture of your online security and privacy, and just the best callers in the history of talk radio. You can find the Kim Komando Show on 420 top stations from coast to coast. You can find us streaming in your favorite radio app and also as a podcast over at getkim.com. And you can also hear us on American Forces Network Radio. I love that. Special thanks. Shout out goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And I'd like to thank Epson for helping to make this show possible. So does your printer have enough ink for another year of work reports and tax forms? Well, if you print a lot, or maybe you wish you could print a lot without worrying about ink, it's super important that you have the right printer. And Epson is changing the game with their cartridge-free EcoTank printers. They have these super-sized, easy-to-fill ink tanks, and they come with just a ridiculous amount of ink, enough to print thousands of pages. And if you're like me, you've tried rationing your printing to save yourself from replacing those ink cartridges. So you can stop buying expensive ink cartridges, save yourself the frustration of replacing those ink cartridges ever again. With the Epson EcoTank, you don't have to worry about running out of ink. It's that simple. Now you can print all of your business documents, your reports, your tax forms, and your test lists in color too. I just love mine. It saved me so much time and money. So you can kiss expensive cartridges goodbye. EcoTank makes it easy. So make the switch today. Add the EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can fill and chill. Epson EcoTank printers, they're available at Amazon, Dell, Micro Center, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim and NetSuite. Are you still running your business on QuickBooks? More like quicksand. The bigger your company grows, the faster you sync with outdated software. So get NetSuite with one-of-a-kind financing available right now over at NetSuite.com/Kim. That's NetSuite.com/Kim and LinkedIn. It's essential to have the right people in the right place to make sure that your company has the potential to expand, and LinkedIn jobs can help. Post your first job for free at LinkedIn.com/Kim. That's LinkedIn.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn.com/Kim. All right, let's get this started with five things that you need to know about consumer tech to keep you up to date, make a difference in how you use your devices, what you buy, what you spend your money on, and what you say, I don't need anymore. I shouldn't be using this anymore. So this deals with how you use your devices. I'm going to take you to Ohio, where their state Senate is trying to pass a bill that would make penalties for distracted driving more strict. So a little irony here. One of Ohio state senators attended a recent Zoom meeting from behind the wheel, and he was trying to make it seem like he wasn't in a car. The call lasted 15 minutes. This guy turned his phone camera on and off a few times before deciding to turn on a virtual background. It looked like a home office. So you have to picture this. This guy's driving, okay, obviously driving, has a seatbelt across him, and has a virtual home office that, you know, sometimes it doesn't always look right in the virtual home office. And he's like, people are like, what's going on here? When he was asked about it, he said, it's not a big deal. It was just a phone call. He paid attention to the road at all times, even though they were talking about making penalties for distracted driving stricter. Other times he was messing with his Zoom settings. I don't know. Same thing happened to an Amtrak conductor not too long ago. He was on a video call and he just totally lost his train of thought. Number two, Google is taking your account security seriously. Google is now adding two-factor authentication to all the accounts. It's actually called two-step verification. They don't say two-factor authentication, so it's 2SV. So if it's enabled, it means that you're confirming your identity. You tapped on a prompt that pops up on your phone. So it's going to be activated on all accounts by default, Google accounts. And that's a good thing. You still have the option to turn it off, but you don't want to do that. Over at commando.com, you find all kinds of tips for creating strong passwords and setting up this two-factor authentication on all of your accounts. Number three, this is really important if you live on the West Coast, because we have a new shake alert system. After more than 15 years in development, a rollout that began some 2 years ago, the USGS says its Shake Alert Earthquake Early Warning System is now available across three states, California, Oregon, and Washington, which they say is the most quake-prone region in the country, about 50 million people. So if you live there, you can receive Shake Alert warnings on your phone from FEMA's Wireless Emergency Alert System when any tremors are detected. It comes from all kinds of regional USGS sensors. And while it's not too much, the alerts can give, they say, up to 10 seconds of advance warning before a time that the quake will actually hit. Number four, TikTok is now Shorts. What's going on with that? You know, these tech companies, every time somebody has something that's big and it's working, they go, oh, what a great idea. We should do that too. So TikTok, of course, is crazy big. So YouTube says, ah, we have that too. It's called Shorts. Made up of short vertical videos between 15 and 60 seconds, edited with filters, other effects. It's going to be coming to the main YouTube app, whether you like it or not, it's going to show up there. And like Facebook, Google owns YouTube. They copy these other platforms, of course. Shorts is already available in India. Google says the videos get billions of views every day. Now, if you don't see Shorts in your YouTube app just yet, it's not going to be there long. You should probably see it pop up sometime next week. And I imagine that you'll be able to monetize your short videos. Otherwise, it wouldn't make too much sense. Finally, number five, a knight in Charmin armor? What? Yes. Charmin, the toilet paper company, they've been going viral in the tech space for a while. They got that robot that will bring toilet paper to you. They've got TP-themed NFTs. Well, now they have a new product called the BRB Bot that probably the guy in Ohio is probably going to be signing up for. It's an app designed to let you briefly get away from a video call when you just have to go potty. Takes a little pre-planning on your part. You spend a couple of minutes before the meeting recording yourself on a webcam. You laugh a little. Maybe you go, wow, that's great. Maybe you say things like, that's really interesting. Or I'll have to look into that. And then the app will create a looped video of you sitting there. And then they say it uses artificial intelligence to listen to what's being said. And so if somebody says something funny and it detects people laughing, all of a sudden it'll make your face go, ha, 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 that Kim Commando is so funny. It tries to show you the appropriate reaction. So Charmin says, we're kind of trying to develop it. We have a proof of concept. We're not sure when we're going to release it. But speaking of, the Terminator always knows where to find the toilet paper in any store. Do you know why? Because it's an I'll be back. Yes. All right, let's talk about Super Beats. If you haven't tried Super Beats Heart Chews, you are missing out. You get all the fabulous healthy heart benefits of eating beets without the hassle of juicing. Let me tell you, I have tried to make beet juice. And you know me, I like to eat well, have a healthy lifestyle. So I thought this was going to be really great. I went over to Williams-Sonoma, bought the juicer, and then I went to the farmer's market. And I bought all these beets. And you know, beets are heavy. And you know, you don't get a lot of beet juice out of a beet. And then you have to add turmeric and ginger and maybe some pineapple juice or orange juice. So that this way you can even drink the beet juice because it doesn't taste good on the outset. But when I found Super Beets Heart Chews, they tasted great. I was like, yes, no more beet juicing. Super Beets Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beets Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. I have two every single morning. And better blood pressure means more energy, the way that nature intended. You don't get the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Matter of fact, I don't even drink coffee. I don't drink tea. And I'm like a super bunny all day long. Just 2 delicious chews a day, all you need. I keep a bag of Super Beets Chews on my desk, and every morning I eat 2. As I mentioned, I exercise every day. And having energy is important, but so, let me tell you, so is stamina. I really believe that Super Beats heart chews are a big reason why I have a ton of both. So do what I did. Support your heart health with delicious Super Beats heart chews. Now, here's the deal. You go to this special address. You buy two bags, you're going to get one free. So don't buy the Super Beats heart chews on Amazon because you're not going to get this deal. You have to go to the special address, kimsbeats.com. That's KIMSBEETS.com. KimsBeats.com. KIMSBEETS.com. KimsBeats.com. You're going to love it. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we have some apps that you need to delete from your smartphone right now. And in our digital privacy tip, Itai Mayor is a friend of the show, and we do a lot of podcasts with him. He's a big cybersecurity expert. And when I was going back and forth and texting with Itai, like, you know, what do you have? What's new? What have you guys discovered lately? He sent me a picture of my signature. Not the signature that I use on, like, autographs and publicity photos and things like that. My real, honest-to-goodness legal signature. So that's where this tip kind of came from. We've got five things that anyone can find out about you from public records. You don't want to miss that. And, of course, we have all of your great phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. So internet service providers are making money from logging your internet activity and selling your data. So make sure that 100% of your data is always encrypted. Go to expressvpn.com/Kim and get 3 extra months of expressvpn.com for free. Coming up in just a few moments, we've got some apps that you need to delete from your smartphone. And of course, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, or if you want to ever listen to certain parts again, you can always just get the whole show as a podcast, commercial free, over at getkim.com. Gwen in Marlton, New Jersey. Hi there, Gwen.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me.
You betcha.
I'm so excited to be here. I love your show and learned a lot from your podcast, Website Growth Hacks. I heard that the other day, and it was really helped me to refocus on my customers and my market. So
thank you
so much for that.
You betcha.
Excuse me. So I'm currently attempting to build a marketplace website called Yard Sale Express with buy now functions and auction capabilities, but it's an actual marketplace, and because I think that would suit my customers best. I don't have a lot of startup money and have looked into a couple of platforms. One of them I signed up for, and I let that one go because it wasn't what I needed. And I'm currently looking into another one.
Okay, so let me see if I understand this right. So you, Gwen, you are going to compete against like eBay and Craigslist, and how is your business going to be different?
It's a very specific target market, and it's, excuse me, I have a reselling business on the side, and it's getting increasingly harder and harder to source goods, like used goods, and so that's going to be the target, and it's going to be larger lots of things as opposed to single items or things like that.
That's good.
So it's a little bit different, you know, like kind of like a spinoff, you know, like Poshmark's a spinoff, Etsy's a spinoff.
Right.
But more like a spinoff type.
Well, that's fabulous. You know what? I'm excited for you. How long have you been working on this?
A couple of months.
Okay. All right.
A couple of months.
So here's the deal, is that anytime you're looking for any type of specialty software, software as a service, and it's not really a consumer use, okay? Because this is not something that Joe and Mary in Peoria, Illinois will buy, right? This is a very specialized application. Is that anytime that I'm looking for something like that, we used to have a sponsor, and they're not a sponsor anymore, but they still have a great product. It's called Capterra, and it's Capterra, Capterra.com. Mm-hmm. And what you can do is you can go in there and you can type in like auction software, and maybe you used Silent Auction Pro or Easy Auction or whatever it may be. And then you can type in even packages that you're looking at. And what's great about it is that you can then check the boxes for the software that you're looking for or that interests you. Mm-hmm. And then they do side-by-side comparisons. So you can see with the auction software, maybe some do alerts and notifications. Some may have live auctions. Some may do inventory management. Maybe some allow you to have a watch list. So you start looking at the different features of the programs that you want. And then they also have reviews from people about the product. So I guess, so the question now is, well, how does Capterra make their money, right? I mean, if they're giving all this for free. What they do is they sell sponsored listings. So when you are looking at the software, and I can send you a link to auction software, but I'm sure certainly you can find it yourself. But when you look at the listings, you'll see some that will say on the right-hand side, it'll say, do you want them listed as featured, which means sponsored, okay? Or do you want to have them listed on the most reviews or on by price? Because most of these packages, you're going to be paying by the month. And so... So you're going to pay anywhere from $20 a month to $60 a month to $100 a month, or maybe even more, depending upon the features that you want. But it's really, it's a great website, as I mentioned, and I really haven't found anything else like it. But then once you have the packages that you're interested in, that's where I would take that Silent Auction Pro, Easy Auction, whatever the name is, and then do a Google search on that for reviews before I start messing around with it. And then you can start getting some real reviews from people that will say, okay, this is what I used. And then you can look at some tutorials, because as I'm sure you know, that when you try something out, it's a commitment, especially when you start doing anything tech related. I mean, it becomes a commitment because it takes time, effort, energy, time away from you making money, right? So that's where it really pays to do a lot of homework. And you can start that homework over with Capterra, because they're going to be listing the programs for you. And you may find 10, 12, sometimes 20 different programs. But knowing your business and knowing what's important to your business, that's where you can say, yeah, I need these particular characteristics. I need these features. I don't need that. And they also have reviews over on Capterra. You should read those, but I would also do a whole Google search. Let us know when your site gets launched. I'd love to check it out myself. Now, there's some apps that you need to delete from your phone, like Cam Scanner, Kaspersky QR Scanner. You don't need them because we have these features built right into the phone. Also, flashlight apps. You don't need any of those as well, because why do that? You're just going to be giving up some more data and tracking yourself. We have the list over at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. That's right. It's time now for Brand New or Not True. And this week it's brought to you by Epson. You can kiss expensive cartridges goodbye. EcoTank makes it easy. So make the switch today. Add EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can fill and chill. Available at Amazon, Dell, Micro Center, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. All right. If you're new to the show, Brand New or Not True is America's national radio game show sensation, where you can play along and guess, is it brand new or not true? I invented this game years ago because it seems like every week we have brand new tech products, and some are destined for greatness and others are like, what exactly were they thinking? That can't be something that's real, is it? So we have a very special contestant every single week, and you can play along at home. And it's up to you to decide which two products of the three are fake. I completely made them up. And which one is true? That's right. Two are fake. One is true. And you will notice that there are no product names given because, well, sometimes people have been cheating. I understand. I've heard that rumor. So that's why we don't give out the product names anymore. And joining us here on the Kim Komando Show caller line is Andrew in Nashville, Tennessee. Andrew, you are our victim, our contestant this week. Are you ready to play?
I am, Kim. Thank you very much.
And if you win, you get a Kim Komando cameo. But if you lose, you get a Kim Komando Show fanny pack.
Nice.
Okay, are you ready? Product number one is called the non-smartphone. So if you're tired of having a smartphone, using it for everything but a phone, then you need a new phone that is a phone. It calls and texts, but no Facebook, no TikTok, no Twitter, no Instagram, no games, no news apps, no health tracking, no way to buy anything online, no email, no internet. It's just a phone. It rings, you press a button, and you say, hello. Or if you're a German cowboy, you say, howdy. You talk, and when you're done, you press a button and say goodbye. There's a headphone jack, Bluetooth. It can be used as a personal hotspot. Works on 4G LTE, and it can also work on any carrier SIM card. $299. That's product number one. Product number two is a chess set, a special chess set, because before the Netflix hit, The Queen's Gambit, not many people were playing chess, but now it's really, really big. So that's why we have this new tech chess set. It's a chess board that has chestnuts boasting in the open foyer. On the surface, it looks like your standard chess board, 16 pieces on each side, 64 squares of contrasting color, but, Andrew, this chess set has AI, not just any AI, it's Magnus Carlsen. As you make your moves, your opponent's pieces move automatically, just as if Magnus himself was sitting there. If you don't know who Magnus is, he has a chess ranking of 2,882. He's actually better at chess than Garry Kasparov, who has a ranking of 2,851. It comes with a nice printed hardbound book, too. Contains the rules of chess, so in case you forget any, you can check. It has an app, of course, connects to your phone via Bluetooth. You can live stream your moves and your games on Twitch or YouTube. Oh, and instead of Magnus Carlsen, the developers almost went with Bob Seger, Andrew, because he's working on his knight moves. $499. Finally, product number three, new type of shirts, because as we're coming out of the pandemic, we've all realized how important it is to look your best on Zoom calls, at least above your waist. So a new company has been founded to help us look our best. A line of shirts that tie in the back, just like one of those terrible hospital gowns. You don't put the shirts over your head. You just slip your arms in, pull it up to your neck, and tie it in the back, and that's it. The whole idea is that it should be easy to take on and off between Zoom calls. So if you're an accountant, you get a button-down shirt with a tie. And an engineer, techie type, a short-sleeve shirt with a pen, maybe a mechanical pencil in the pocket. They also have a line of groovy t-shirts, they say. Catchy sayings like, I am silently correcting your grammar. Or, don't rush me, I'm waiting for the last minute. Or my favorite, who needs hair with a body like this? The shirts are $29.99 each, or three for $50. So, Andrew, you have three products. Two are fake, one is true. What do you think?
Well, I want both the chess set and the tie-on shirts. But I'm going to say the tie-on shirts is a thing.
So the slip-on Zoom shirts, so you can just put them on, and when you're having a Zoom call, you take it off. Okay. Andrew goes...
I keep a t-shirt handy to slip on when I do Zoom calls over my tank top.
Yeah, this way you look good. So it might be possible.
Absolutely.
So what do you think, Mike?
All right, we go to the judges. Is the shirt company the correct answer? Oh, I'm sorry, Andrew. That is not the correct answer, but we do have the correct product here.
We intentionally designed a phone to be used as little as possible. It's a phone that encourages you to leave behind your smartphone, to spend that quality time doing the things that you love the most. We call it Going Light.
That's right. It's the non-smartphone. It's called the Light Phone. It's $299, wow. Andrew. That's right.
You know what? Is that like my old Nokia?
No, it's not. It was started with a Kickstarter project that got funded a couple of years ago, and now they're selling it. All right. So thanks for playing along. You're a great contestant. How can I help you?
So I have my whole house is a smart house. I do Airbnb, so it syncs my Airbnb, so it sets the lock when I have a guest right when they're supposed to show up. It turns their code off when they leave. All my houses, you know, lights, everything, and I have it done through Samsung SmartThings. The ADT security system was an all-in-one device. And then I got this great little email a couple months ago as of June 1st of this year, it's going to be a really expensive paperweight.
You know, isn't that the biggest pile of junk you've ever heard? I mean, that they're just going to turn it off. Boom. That's it.
Yep.
You're done.
Yep. I can't even use it for my local. So when I first saw it, I was like, oh, well, I'll still be able to use this. I just won't be able to use the security system, but I'll still be able to use this in my smart house hub. But no, it's not going to be able to do anything. Fortunately, I was able to go Google Samsung refund portal, and I was able to get sign up for a refund, so I'll get my money back. I do have to send the device in, so I have to find a replacement for it for my smart house before I send it in to get my refund. But that's what I wanted to ask you about. what are some good smart house technologies that I'll be able to do my all my custom integration that I do, particularly for
Airbnb.
I could do the next smart things model that they've outsourced to a different company. Or is there a better technology that would serve me?
You know,
better?
Anytime that somebody outsources anything, it makes me really nervous because
yes, exactly.
I don't really know if they're going to have the commitment to it for the long term. And I understand what you're going through. There's I have some VRBOs, and I've been struggling with this myself over the years. Like, there was something that was really big called MyNexia. I wouldn't recommend that you go to it. It never really quite took off the way that the company had hoped. I've tried the Schlage locks. They work really good, but you need to have a bridge. And it's like, I don't know if I really want to have a bridge, because that's another thing that a guest is going to trip themselves up on, or a battery's going to die, right?
Right, right.
But with these mainstream products, I would encourage you to look at Google's Nest Hub, because Google's doing deals with the likes of ADT and the other companies. And you know that with Google, if you build it around the Google Nest Hub, is that there's going to be commitment to the product for the long run. And so with the Nest Hub, you can control your ADT, you can control your lights, your thermostats, your cameras, and you could have it all automated through Airbnb, or accordingly, if you wanted to just be able to turn on a camera or do a lock or whatever without Airbnb, if you want to switch to another service, is that you can do that as well. I found it myself really easy to use, easy to hook up. They've got it down. They being Google, that when you buy a product or you have a product, is you scan the QR code and it comes up and it goes, oh, look what I found. You're like, oh, thank you. That was so nice of you to find that. So there's not a lot of configuration along the way. The products tend to be a little bit more expensive than on another platform, but I wouldn't go with the new Samsung. Like I said, I would go with the Google Nest Hub if I were you in your position, because the commitment's going to be there for the support and the products, and the people want to be attached to the Google's Nest Hub. It used to be called the Home Hub or something like that, but of course, when they acquired Nest, they got everything along the way. And again, check that out. And if you need any help afterwards, just give me a call back. And again, thanks for playing Brand New or Not True with us. It's time now for our DIY security tip, and this week is brought to you by SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is an award-winning home security system. So, you know, it's engineered with the latest technology to keep your family safe, but what really sets SimpliSafe apart is its people. They have highly trained security experts who are always there for you when you need them most. They truly care about keeping you safe. And when an alarm goes off, a person who cares is there for you with a phone call to make sure that you're okay. And when an emergency happens, they're there to get fire and police responders to your front door right away. The bottom line is this: when you need them most, SimpliSafe is there 24/7 with experts trained to not only keep you safe, but to make you feel safe. It's one of the many reasons that U.S. News recently called SimpliSafe the best home security of 2021. And it's highly customizable, so you can protect what's important to you. You can add sensors to detect water leaks, smoke, or even someone opening a gun safe. Learn more about how SimpliSafe can help protect you. Visit SimpliSafeKim.com today to customize your system, and you're going to get a free HD security camera. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. SimpliSafeKim.com. This week's digital privacy tip are 5 shocking personal things that people can find out about you and your home just by looking at public records. I mean, these are official sources. Sometimes you can redact what's on there. A lot of times you just can't, because they'll say, hey, it's a public record. So like, for example, you can find out, and anybody can find out, when you bought your home and how much you paid for it, right? Is there a lien on the house? Is it fully paid for? You can find that out. You can find out who you purchased your home with, maybe it was a bank, a creditor, and a real estate agent, whatever it may be. Get the property size and layout. And also, you get your signature. Yes, your real signature. I was kind of shocked to find mine there. I should have known better, but it's the signature that I use on legal documents, not Kim with a little smiley face at the end that you see on publicity photos. And also, you can find any other properties that you own. So it's a good idea for you to hop online, go through this, see what's available about you, and see if there's any ways that you can have it redacted. We've got it all written out for you in step-by-step details. Head over to the website, that's mando.com, of course, K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. Still to come this hour, we've got some reviews and some news about Tile versus AirTags, and then later on, a quick and easy way, and it's free, by the way, a check to see if your router has been hijacked by criminals, and of course, we always have more of your phone calls to come here on the Kim Komando Show. You know, if you're tired of writing down passwords, you don't have to. RoboForm Password Manager makes life easier and more secure by logging you into your websites with just one click. Get 50% off at roboform.com/Kim. That's roboform.com/Kim. All right, we have this fantastic newsletter that's called The Current. And I don't know if you've checked it out yet, but you really are missing out if you are not getting The Current. It comes out on Tuesday and Saturday mornings. And it's a different type of newsletter. And I've had people like send me notes and on Twitter and on Facebook and also on the website. They're saying, is it the same content that's in The Current is on the website? No, that's what's so cool about it. This is all unique stuff that you need to know, but we don't have time or whatever the place to put it on the website. This is great content. Like, we're talking about new ways that you can track someone's brain activity remotely. We talk about the new type of trackers that are out there. We always give tech tricks like how you can turn Google into a specific search site for any website by just using your keyboard's tab button. So The Current is absolutely free, no advertising. Sign up right now while you're thinking about it over at thecurrentnewsletter.com, thecurrentnewsletter.com. And we have some sample issues there, by the way, right under where you enter your email address, thecurrentnewsletter.com. All right, so Ali Seligman is the Komando.com amazing content queen. And she's joining us here right now on the show to tell us about AirTags and trackers, because there's one thing that I've known about Ali for a long time now, is that when Ali wants to know something, Ali, you go down this rabbit hole, and I'm like, come on out, girlfriend, come on out. And so you went down the tracker rabbit hole, didn't you?
I did. So Apple's got all this new stuff, right? You can get a purple iPhone now. You can get one of these fancy new iMacs. But the thing everyone is talking about are AirTags. So it's this little tracker. You can put it on your keys, your laptop, anything. If you lose it, open up an app and you can see it right there on a map. This is crazy. It's groundbreaking. It's amazing. Well, they've been around since 2013 when Tile launched.
When everybody looked at it, I was like, but that's the Tile tracker, isn't it? And the battery, though, in the Tile tracker doesn't seem to last as long. The AirTag, that battery lasts almost a year, right?
Yes, and that is a really good part of the AirTags, and probably something people weren't really expecting from Apple, is that you can replace the battery yourself.
Yeah, so, when I saw that, I was like, what is that?
Pretty surprising for Apple. So let's do a little comparison. AirTags. There's some good and some bad. So first off, $29 each. If you buy a 4-pack, the price goes down to about $25 each. Setup is super easy, takes about a minute. You don't have to make an account because it just syncs with your Apple ID. So it's super simple. Replaceable battery, that's great. Well, the downsides. There's really only the one option right now. It's just this little round disc. You can't stick it to anything. There's not even a key ring hole on it. So, of course, you have to buy some expensive accessories.
Oh, I know. It killed me because I spent $100 for 4 trackers, Al. And then I spent $100 on the little things to put the AirTags in, the little leather straps. I'm like, you know, there's always an upsell with Apple. Always.
Oh, absolutely. They're just creating a whole new accessory market. Just the keyring for these, $35. Luckily, other companies are going to jump on this fast. Belkin already has one that's only like $13. So you're going to see lots of knockoffs there. What about Tile? They start a lot cheaper, so start around $19.99. They have more designs and more options. There's one called the sticker that, like you think, it's adhesive. So it's really small. You can stick it to anything you want. There's another one that's really slim. You can stick it right in your wallet. So that's pretty handy. And then they have a couple more that are bigger and a little more rugged, and the Bluetooth tracking goes further. Those ones, the real downside here is not quite as easy to use. You have to set up an account, you have to download the Tile app, and it's really a lot more clunky.
Yeah, it doesn't really work the way that it should work. I mean, I've always felt with Tile, like, if they only spent like another 3 months in R&D, that they would get it. Now, one of the things that I found really interesting about the AirTags, Al, is that if somebody tries to put an AirTag near you, on your person, whatever it is that your phone will pop up and say, I think I see an AirTag near you and it's not yours. So somebody might be trying to track you. So, and I think that's a great little privacy feature. So Allie, over on the website, we got more information about this, right?
We sure do. We'll help you figure out cool new uses for these, exactly what you can do for them, because it's not just keys and laptops. There's a lot of stuff you can track.
I'm going to put one on Barry. That's what I'm thinking. No, no. I was thinking about putting one on Abby.
Yeah, maybe Abby.
Yeah, the golden retriever. I think we're going to put one on Abby. Coming right up, we have a free check to see if your router has been hacked by criminals. You don't want to miss that. So there's something called DNS hijacking. Think of DNS as the phone book for the internet. If the hackers take over someone else's DNS server, basically they can reroute your traffic anywhere they'd like to do. So what I want you to do this weekend is to make sure that your home network is free of cyber criminals. There's a tool called Who Is My DNS? It will check your router for any kinds of suspicious activities. It actually makes checking your network security so quick and easy, web-based, simple to use, and it's free. We love that. Find out more about Who Is My DNS, how to use it, by heading over to Commando.com. And of course, it's the official homepage of the Kim Commando Show. And then there's a link that says Kim Show. And that's where you'll find more information about some things that I mentioned. And you want to stay right where you are because you have another fun-filled hour of the Kim Commando Show you never, ever want to miss here on the West Star Multimedia Network.